San Paulo Brazil hits a soaring drive down the left field line, deep toward the corner, way back there. It is gone. A home run right over the car and a few rows back into the bleachers. Yan Gomes, first ball swinging. An outrageous move.
And that is really going to be costly. Here's a broken bat bloop into center field. Span comes in and plays it on a bounce. His throw home is not nearly in time. Zimmer scores, and on that throw, Lindor breaks for second and makes it there. So Lindor singles in Zimmer. It's a tie game, 3-3.
Home runs. Now the bunt up the first base side. Down the line to get it is Wong. He's going to have to hurry to first. Throws it away. It goes in the dirt. Behind Panic, who is covering down the right field line. Pence is over backing up. He picks it up, throws into second. Too late. Guyer safely into second. And scoring on the play is Ramirez. And it is 4-3 Cleveland.
Crawford underway here in the bottom of the seventh. And Crawford swings and misses through a high fastball. Strike three. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Panic cues one right off the end of the bat to Tomlin. He might have chased ball four. A changeup, good pitch. Tomlin fields, throws to first for the out. Panic is retired. The Giants go down in order here in the bottom of the seventh.
Here's the one strike pitch. Ground ball past Contos. It hits second base. Takes a high hop into center field. Base hit. Coming around third is Urshela. He scores. Over to third, Almonte. And it's the third hit of the game for Francisco Lindor. He's an all-star, and he may be an all-star for years to come. That was a ball just right past Contos and up the middle. So it's 5-3 Cleveland.
The Giants come up short against the Indians. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke after.
Yeah, no, good stuff. I thought he had good command tonight of all his pitches. You know, his breaking pitches, his changeup, he used effectively the fastball in and out. You know, he's throwing with a lot of confidence out there tonight. And it's a shame, you know, on what happened there. You know, he's, what, 15 feet from first base and just held on to it too long. And, you know, that's the difference in the game. And, you know, he had to throw more pitches after that too. But, you know, it's encouraging to see how he threw the ball. I mean, that's a tough lineup, you know, to get through, and he did it. I thought he did a great job, and he should have, you know, fared better tonight. But you know what? Hopefully he can build on this and carry this same stuff into the next game. He'll be fine.
Up next, the series against the Indians continues on Tuesday with Ty Block on the Hill.